Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be answering your questions which you sent to us via Twitter. So we'll be picking out the best of these questions and we'll be trying our best to answer these. And to do that, we have two people who are very well equipped to answer all your questions about smartphones. One of them is Aditya Shenoy.
Hello.
And the other one is Gagan Gupta.
Hey, what's up?
Aditya looks at reviews while Gagan is the head of videos, and I'm your host Pranay Parab. So let's just get cracking. The way we are going to be doing this episode is first we'll try to answer 5 or 6 questions in about 2 to 3 minutes each, and at the end we'll have a rapid fire round when we'll answer about 7 to 10 questions as fast as possible. So let's start with the most important of all of these questions, which is something that a lot of people asked us. So we'll just pick out one user who asked this first. I think his name is Manish Chokhani. Twitter handle is Chokhani Manish. So he's asking, which is the best phone under 10,000 rupees?
So best phone under 10,000 rupees, Redmi Note 5.
Why?
Well, you get the 18:9 aspect ratio and the power, tried and tested, like the Snapdragon 625 processor, 3 gigs of RAM, and it has MIUI. Well, you'll have to get used to MIUI. It's not running on stock Android. But otherwise, camera performance-wise, it's one of the best smartphones.
Is it easily available right now?
So currently, you will have to participate in a few flash sales. Otherwise, you can walk to a Mi Home and you know, get it.
Yeah, so Mi Home is obviously their offline store, which is there in some metro cities.
Yeah,
yeah, so but you if you can't do that, it's still on a flash sale basis. Yeah.
Hey, so I would say that if you have a budget of 10,000, just extend it slightly, like to around 12,000, maybe not to 15,000, but a little around 12,000-13,000. You'll get a lot more options. So do look at that also.
Yeah, but if it's absolutely not an option, then I guess the Redmi Note 5 is the best one out there. But what if somebody can't find a Redmi Note 5? Then what is the option for
them? So, well, if you know, if you are not going to go for a Redmi phone, then you can go for the Moto G5S. That is another good offering, which will be, I think, a little, it will be around 10,000 rupees. But, you know, you can wait for a sale or something and wait for the price to drop down a little. So G5S would be the other pick.
Or save that money until the next flash sale.
Okay, cool. So the second question is something, again, a bunch of people have asked us. So there's somebody whose Twitter name is RC, and that's not Royden Serejo. His handle is, or her handle is, Make Someone Smile. So Make Someone Smile wants us to answer, which is better, Oppo F7 or Vivo V9? Gagan, you want to take this?
Yeah, we've had both the phones for a while now, and both the phones come with that those notches that are so inspirational and so original also. But yeah, I mean, like, besides the notch factor, they both are also very good selfie smartphones, and we've been testing them on all these fronts and plus a lot more. So right now, from our tests, what I can tell you is that the F7 seems to be a better contender out of the two because it has a much better battery life as compared to the Vivo V9. I mean, in our loop test, it gave us 17 hours of battery, and it also has a more powerful SoC. So that also makes a big difference to it.
But and besides, it's also cheaper.
It's also cheaper, yeah.
1,000 rupees.
Yeah.
Great savings.
Yeah, wow, so much money saved. No, not besides all of that. Now again, you know, I mean, personal preference will play, come into play, like whether you want a complete iPhone clone, which I think the Vivo would do a much better job of, and like the Oppo interface and Oppo AI features and all AI beautification features, which I think even Vivo has, but yeah. Still, I mean, like, it depends on what brand you prefer overall, so.
Yeah, so the Vivo interface has the control center, which is a part of iOS. I think it's been a part of iOS for, like, now 3-4 years. Yeah. So you basically swipe down from the bottom right side of the screen, and then you see all that volume, Wi-Fi, all
swipe
those options.
Up and you get all of that. But they haven't, like, tweaked it to how it looks in iOS 11.
Yeah, so it still looks like the older one, you know, but...
So probably.
That company has its agenda clear. I mean, like, you cannot afford an iPhone. Here's what you can buy.
Yeah, also another interesting tidbit for this Make Someone Smile person is that whether you buy the Oppo F7 or the Vivo V9, ultimately your money is going to the same company because they're both owned by a single company called BBK Electronics. So, yeah, I don't think, you know, it's that much of a difference whichever one you pick. All right, so then next question is again about Xiaomi. This is from a person called Akash, whose handle is Akash 6430-6194. Now, I hope that's not his landline number. Otherwise, I'll get into some serious trouble. Okay, so Akash wants to know whether it makes sense to buy the Redmi 5 3GB variant priced at 9,000 rupees when we can get the Redmi Note 5 for 10,000 rupees. Now, Akash, my first piece of advice to you is to scroll up in the feed of this podcast and you'll find the exact same thing discussed in a previous episode when we've spoken about the Redmi 5 and we've said that, okay, Xiaomi earlier used to have one phone per price segment, but nowadays it has maybe two phones for every 500 rupees that the price increases. So you will probably find that a bunch of phones, they start at a certain price, but their higher variant is clashing with a different Xiaomi phone's base variant. So that leads to a lot of confusion.
So if, you know, like while doing a comparison video, so we've actually done a comparison video between the Redmi 5 and the Redmi Note 5. So Akash, you need to go and check that. That will have your answer. But that said, while doing this video, I did check prices, like, you know, straight from, say, 6,000 rupees to 15,000 rupees. Xiaomi has close to 15 variants. And the price difference, you have a lot of overlap between different models. And in some cases, the difference is only 1,000 rupees. So ultimately, if we were to answer this question, the Note 5 so would be the better one.
This is quite a lot like what car companies are doing, right? I mean, like, if you want to buy a Hyundai i20 at the top end model, I mean, you just spend a little more, you might be able to afford a bottom end of
Verna or a Creta or something.
Yeah, yeah. Good strategy.
Good strategy.
Okay, so the answer is clear here, but I still think that there's an important disclaimer to add here, which is the best Xiaomi phone is the one that's available. So whichever one you can find, get that one. This flash sale model is something that I personally have been a big, big critic of ever since it was introduced. Apart from marketing, it doesn't do much. Like, every time we come here, very happily we recommend the latest Xiaomi phone because it reviewed well. Then ultimately people come to us and say that we can't buy this, this flash sale is rigged and other nonsense. So yeah, it's just too much of a hassle. Yeah, so ultimately, if you can find the Redmi 5, then buy that. If you can find the Redmi Note 5, buy that. Performance-wise, both are pretty close to each other. Cool. Next question, again related to Xiaomi, and this time related to availability. Rahul Gupta 22185 from Twitter is asking us, the Redmi Note 5 Pro is very difficult to order. What is a competent alternative to this one or any other upcoming smartphone which I should wait for?
So, okay, Rahul, that's a good question. But the Note 5 Pro, honestly, in that price point is a really powerful smartphone. And it will be good if you can, you know, get it in a flash sale or probably inquire at a Mi Home near you, where if, you know, it's possible for you to pre-book the device or probably buy it when it becomes available. But apart from that, if you cannot wait for the Redmi Note 5 Pro to come in stock, the Moto G5S is something, G5S Plus, as something that is closer, or you can go for the Mi A1, which is again a Xiaomi product that's priced in the same price range. But the Redmi Note 5 Pro is way ahead when it comes to performance.
So either that or you just keep waiting each month and there's a new phone launched in that segment, which will outdo everything that was launched before.
Yeah,
so that's the joy of Android. Yeah.
Or you can just wait for Xiaomi to launch a new phone and then the 5 Pro will be available in normal sale. It won't be a flash sale anymore.
Yeah, but then, like, all jokes aside, I, like, since you mentioned the Mi A1, I think so I've been using that phone for a bit and I'm not especially happy with it. I recommended it to two or three people and these people are used to MIUI. So the important thing to note is that the Mi A1 runs stock Android. And if you are coming from MIUI, you are going to miss a bunch of features in stock Android. So if you like all the MIUI features, then just stick with the Redmi Note 5 Pro. Just wait for it to be available. But, you know, if you are somebody who doesn't like MIUI or if you appreciate stock Android and, like, super fast updates, then yeah, obviously the Mi A1 is a pretty decent smartphone in itself. Okay, so next question is, I think, the final Xiaomi detailed question that we're going to answer. So this is from Mohit Yadav, whose Twitter handle is MohitYAAV098. So he's asking, is the Redmi Note 5 Pro or the OnePlus 5T enough for the average user? I mean, buying flagship comes with a very large premium over those two. So I believe Mohit means that, you know, if you want to buy a flagship such as the iPhone or the Pixel or the Samsung Galaxy S9 or S8, then you are paying like a big, big premium over the OnePlus 5T and the Redmi Note 5 Pro.
First thing to Mohit, couldn't he find anything in between those two price segments? It's like one is around 15,000, others straight up in 30,000 plus price bracket. That's like a huge leap.
Yeah, but I honestly, I don't blame him because, you know, in the 20 to 30 price segment, there are not that many good options. Under 20, there are so many. Above 30, there are so many. Yeah. In between, somehow, you know, it's just like a bit of a lull over there. So, I mean, do you guys think that the Redmi Note 5 Pro and the OnePlus 5T are like enough for most people? I mean, I believe like a better way to answer this question is, what do you gain when you buy a flagship?
So, in most cases, when you go for a flagship, you are partly paying for the branding and the marketing that they have, you know, spent on to generate the buzz around it.
Not to mention the peace of mind that comes with it. Yeah. Okay, I've got the best this company has to offer. Yeah,
absolutely. And apart from that, say if you go for a flagship, it would be marginal improvements in camera. See, because in most cases, you would get either better performance or better hardware. Now, say going for a Samsung Galaxy S9 compared to a OnePlus 5T, you will have better performance when it comes to the processor. It is faster and you get more features as well. Like Samsung has the Samsung Pay feature, which a lot of people who have spent the extra money do find it useful. They usually go and tap their phones for payments and stuff. So you do have...
Yeah, an important thing to note is that the Samsung Pay thing, it works with traditional debit credit card machines as well.
Yeah.
You don't need to have like some special contactless machine for it to work.
Absolutely. So features is one thing. Marginally better software, hardware is one. And also, I think support is something that a lot of people kind of forget about while considering when they're, you know, to consider when they're buying a new phone. So Samsung has got good service. It's got, you know, like Pan India, you have good service network. That is something necessary in case you buy a phone and it goes bad.
Yeah, so and also way. Like you got to realize that even within the brand itself, if you buy a cheaper phone, then the service quality that you get in India is likely to be slightly less in terms of, you know, like the way the executives treat you and the like time it takes to solve your problem. And like if you buy a more higher end phone, then they are likely to pay more attention to you. It's not a correct attitude, but that is how like we've seen things pan out for most people. I mean, it's
clearly a thing of status symbol, right? If you can afford the most expensive phone, then okay, wow, you are rich. So yeah, more respect right there.
Yeah, so that's how things have, I mean, in our experience, at least we've seen things to be that way. But yeah, I mean, see, if you're happy with the OnePlus 5T, like if you know, it's a perfectly capable phone in itself, I don't think you're going to miss any particular feature. Maybe the camera can be a lot better. And yeah, obviously software updates and all will be a lot faster on if you're buying, for example, the Pixel or the iPhone. Samsung maybe not so much. So yeah, you got to decide whether like, you think spending 60, 70, 90, 1 lakh or whatever amount is like worth it on a smartphone. Like what do you need it for? Do you need it for the absolute best camera experience that a phone can offer? Then you obviously spend more, right? But if you're happy with a phone that does the basics right and that does your gaming or watching movies or whatever, then the Redmi Note 5 Pro will do just as good a job. So you know, got to decide what you want and pick a phone accordingly. So I think we can move on to the next question, which is about the flagships. This is a nicely segueing so far. Person called Nikhil Malhotra, whose Twitter handle is NikhilMalhotra9, is asking us, which is the better smartphone, iPhone 10 or Samsung S9? And which is the best smartphone in the 50 to 65,000 rupee price bracket?
Hey, before that, please answer this question. What's a better fruit, apple or an orange? Once you answer that, then you can tell whether an iPhone is better or a Samsung S9.
It's obviously Apple, because only one of them keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, you never know. Okay. So, the thing is that they both have very different experiences overall. I mean, Apple comes with its own ecosystem. Samsung comes with its own ecosystem, a whole range of devices that work well with either of these phones. So, it all depends on what ecosystem you want to invest in. It's not just about the smartphone when you're actually buying something at that price bracket.
Yeah, so there are a couple of things to note. Like if you care about things like voice assistant and all, then obviously the Samsung S9 is going to be a much better experience. I think there is a way to enable Google Assistant by default on it. So maybe Bixby is not the best experience out there, but Google Assistant is definitely far better in India than Siri is. So that is one thing to keep in mind. But other than that, I think these phones are pretty much like neck and neck on every field. There is one thing though, like Apple is generally much, much quicker with software updates and supports its phones for longer than Samsung. Yeah. So if you care about that, then yeah, sure. Then the iPhone is like a eyes closed choice.
Yeah.
But in other aspects, I mean, you can obviously go to our site. I'll link to an article in the show notes where you can see how like these two phones perform against each other and decide for yourself. Now, the next question that Nikhil has asked is, which is the best smartphone in the 50 to 65,000 price bracket? Now, I believe the answer sort of like depends, right? Because the Pixel 2 is a phone that like sometimes is available at 62,000 and sometimes it's available at 40,000. So
the Pixel 2, you know, officially was launched at what, 61,000 rupees. And then you've seen it discounted to as low as 39,990. So 40,000 rupees was the lowest price we've seen. Other than that, it's been hovering around 45 for a while now. So that, like, the Pixel 2 is a good phone to buy at 40,000 rupees now that we've seen a deal like that. Apart from that, for people who would want a new phone, so you can see the Galaxy S9 or the iPhone 8 or the 8 Plus.
Yeah, so iPhone 8 and 8 Plus are, again, like, maybe dated design, but overall, they are really good phones. And in our tests, at least in our review, we found them to be very, very capable. So if you're paying like money in this price range, I would suggest just either get the Galaxy S9, which is, I think, starting at 57,000, right? So Galaxy S9, again, really good phone. If you can find the 8 and 8 Plus in under 65,000, then yeah, you can't go wrong with either. Pixel 2, I would suggest don't pay that much money. Pixel 2 XL, like, there are some question marks around that. Like,
Pixel 2 XL, display and stuff.
It's a bit of a lottery. Like, you can get a good unit, bad unit. And you should not be like gambling with that kind of money, for sure.
But honestly, if you can get a deal, 40,000 on the Pixel 2.
Yeah, then it's a really good choice. Yeah, eyes closed, just get it. But there is always that but, right? Like, anything above 40, don't pay for the Pixel 2, because honestly, like, you will just feel cheated when the next time it goes on sale. So, you know, some of us in the team have already faced that. So, yeah. I think now we've pretty much closed like all the big detailed questions, right? So let's go to the rapid fire round. Yes. And we'll be trying to answer each question in maybe like a sentence or two at best. Okay. And, you know, let's just...
We'll keep it short.
Yeah, we'll keep it really, really short. So I think the first one is, should you buy the Google Pixel 2 XL or the Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus?
Google Pixel or?
2 XL or the Samsung Galaxy S9
Plus. S9 Plus. Because like you said earlier,
The
lottery, display lottery.
Yeah, and also the Pixel 2 XL at this point is, well, you can get a good unit, can get a bad unit. So S9 Plus, yeah, you can trust that.
Yeah.
All right, the AR emoji is a bit annoying, but other than that, it's a pretty solid phone.
You don't have to use it.
Yeah. Okay, so Honor 9 Lite or the Honor 7X?
Honor 9 Lite 7X, you can go in for the 7X if you want it at a lower price point. The 9 Lite has got the dual camera setup at the front and the back. So only if, but internally the hardware, the processor and the stuff is similar. So pick either. But if you want it if you're on a tighter budget, 7X. If you can spend, 9 Lite.
All right. So I forgot to mention the names of the two people who asked this. I'm sorry. The Google Pixel question was from Dheeraj Perlani, whereas the Honor question was from Akhil Krishnan. All right. So next question is about Xiaomi. The Xiaomi Mi A1 versus Mi Note 5 Pro. Sneh Trivedi from Twitter is asking us this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So the Mi A1 versus the Mi versus the Redmi Note 5 Pro. We've done a comparison already. Yeah. I think we'll add a
link in the show notes. Yeah,
in the show notes directly. If you want performance, the Note 5 Pro is the best smartphone under 20,000 rupees. It's really powerful. The new Snapdragon 636 is good. But if you want stock Android, if you want constant updates, and if you want good cameras, the Mi A1 is the one to pick.
Yeah, so the Mi A1 is, like I said, you know, if you are on MIUI already, be prepared. You may miss some features and you may complain about it later that it runs stock Android. But if you don't care about that, then yeah, it's a pretty decent choice.
Let's put it in a different way. If you want a phone now, get the Mi A1.
Yeah.
If you want to wait for a flash sale, then Note 5 Pro.
All right, so next question is from somebody called Ridan, R-I-D-A-A-N, whose username is at Sandy Bisht. So this person wants to know, which is the best phone with 18:9 screen and dual camera setup? Is the new 19:9? Does the new 19:9 really matter? Mm-hmm. So first thing is, why do they call it 18:9 and why not 2:1?
Because 18:9 sounds bigger than 16:9. So, okay. Come on. It's so all people, numbers yeah. So, yeah, no, like 19:9 doesn't matter at all because most of the space is anyway being used by the notch and like those kind of like your basic battery level and your carrier notifications and things like that.
So, the top notch is only like...
Yeah, so that does not make any difference. 18:9 still makes some sense because there's a lot of content out there that is recorded in 18:9. That is... even the like Netflix has a lot of shows that are 18:9 aspect ratios, so they fit pretty well on your phone screen even compared to your TV. But yeah, 19:9 is just to extend the phone slightly more and adjust it with a notch while keeping the 18:9 aspect ratio clear. So 19:9 does not matter unless the phone has a notch, then yeah, then you have no choice.
And
there.
Also at the moment a lot of apps and games are support 18:9 while they're not optimized for 19:9, so they might break or something.
So his original question was, which is the best phone with 18:9 screen and dual camera setup?
Okay, best phone with 18:9 and dual camera setup would be
S9, right? S9 and Note 5 Pro.
S9 plus because he said dual camera, so S9 plus.
Single camera. What is it, Gagan? Then so next question is from somebody called Zoom Gangte. Username is at Mark Gangte 96. I'm really sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong. So this person is asking a question: camera, Google Pixel 2 XL or Huawei P20 Pro? Now I'll answer this really quickly. The P20 Pro is a phone that was launched in China, I believe. It's not yet launched in India. We haven't seen it, so we cannot comment on it. Pixel 2 XL is known to have a really good camera in low light. The Pixel 2 has the same camera. You can check out either of them. But right now we are not in a position to comment, so really sorry about that. Okay then, next question is from Ravi Hingad at Hingad Ravi on Twitter. He's asking, go for Redmi Note 5 Pro or wait for Asus Zenfone 5?
So, okay. Both these phones, something in common is that they have the same processor. I believe it's the Snapdragon 636 processor, which is common in both the phones. Now, Redmi Note 5 Pro or the Asus Zenfone 5? Well, I would say that the Zenfone 5 hasn't been launched in India yet. So it's a wait and watch kind of a game on, you know, what kind of performance it will offer. Because we have had a first impression, but it wasn't on, you know, ready to release retail software.
He's
going
to have to wait either way because again, there's a flash sale that he'll have to wait for.
He will have to wait for that. But the major difference that you will see is the Note 5 Pro is 18:9, whereas the Zenfone 5 is 19:9. So if you have heard Gagan's rant before, so you can decide based on that. If you want a phone right now, go for the Note 5 Pro if you can get it. And otherwise, well, I think the pricing would be slightly higher because Xiaomi is known to price their phones really aggressively. So I don't, I'm not sure if Asus can match it. So
I think it all comes down to like, do you want a notch on your phone? Are you a part of that notch craze? Do you want something that looks like that? Then go ahead and wait for the Asus Zenfone 5.
Or just paint a notch on your Redmi Note 5 Pro you get it.
That's not good.
Okay, then next thing is a question from a person called Anand, whose Twitter username is really interesting. It's 1N1ND. So, 1ND. Okay. So, this person is asking for a decent phone with 6-inch full view display and best camera in lowest price.
Oh, best phone with 6-inch? Yeah. Best phone 6-inch display would be the Redmi Note 5 because it's like a 5.99-inch. And that's the cheapest because that is $9,999. And it's got a good camera for the price. So I think you can go with it. But again, MIUI, you'll need to get used to it if you're used to something closer to stock Android.
Yeah, okay. That answers it quite well. Timir Mehta is asking us, best mobile under 20K? Straight reply, no ifs and buts. One clear choice. So I think iPhone SE?
Yeah, I go for iPhone SE. Just go for iPhone SE. But yeah, other than that, if you want more hardware and stuff like we've said before as well, the Note 5 Pro.
So the iPhone SE is quite good even now.
It's quite small.
Yeah, the only problem is that the screen size is 4 inches, which is a bit too small for many people. Yeah, but I've seen a lot of people who are using it. They're quite happy with it. So yeah.
Yeah, because Apple, I mean, Pro. At the end of the day, screen size doesn't matter. It's how you use it.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just like sort of expand the phone in your hands a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, then. No, the serious answer is obviously Redmi Note 5 Pro. Yeah. But yeah, if you want iOS, then there is an option there as well. Okay, now, final question comes from somebody called D Rain E H R T Z.
Hurts or something.
Yeah, I mean, I can't pronounce this. I'm sorry.
Let's go with the question.
Yeah. Okay, so he is or she is asking for a SP worth 7,000. Oh, I think it's a smartphone worth 7,000 with a minimum of 5,000 milliampere hour battery.
So, I think there will be phones with 5,000, like under 7,000 rupees that have a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. But the one that we like is the Smartron T-Phone P. It's got a 5,000 milliamp hour battery and I think it's somewhere around 7,500 or 8,000 rupees. So, that would be a good phone to buy. Good hardware. The battery life is really good. Like it lasted one close to a day in the HD video loop test, like 21 hours, 23 hours. So that would be the one to pick if you want a really, really good battery life.
Yeah. All right. So I suppose that's all the questions we want to answer in this episode of Orbital. Thank you so much for sending these in. And we'll probably be doing more of these episodes in the future. Just keep an eye out on our Twitter and Facebook pages at Gadgets360. And we may even put these on YouTube and Instagram. Who knows?
Yeah. Check out the YouTube channel. It's really, really good. Yeah.
And do subscribe and click the bell icon.
Of course.
No one's job depends on this, okay? Right then, so that's all we have for this episode. And then we will see you with another episode next week. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.